The largest proposed mine in the history of the state of Wisconsin has generated opposition across a broad spectrum of the state's citizens. If given the green light, the iron ore mine in the Pinoki Hills near Lake Superior would produce taconite, a mineral used in the steelmaking industry. The project is being promoted by GoGBAC Tactonite, or GTAC, a company whose owners made large campaign contributions to influential Wisconsin state legislators in their successful effort to change state law to allow the mine to proceed. These regulatory changes were made despite the fact that independent scientific analysis has shown the ore to be mined contains high levels of asbestos, a substance that, when inhaled, increases the risk of lung cancer, mesothelioma, and other respiratory diseases, including asbestosis. The company projects $1.5 billion in taxable revenue and 700 jobs. Republican supporters include Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, while a broad coalition of opponents include most Democratic state legislators, environmentalists, city and county governments from the area surrounding the mine site, and all of Wisconsin's 11 sovereign tribal nations, including the local Bad River Band of the Lake Superior Ojibwe. Tribal activists are skeptical of the rosy income and job predictions and are concerned about asbestos health hazards and acidification of area waters. Between the lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Frank Kane, president of the Pinoki Hills Education Project, a grassroots group organizing on the environmental, health, social, and economic issues of mining that disproportionately affect native and rural populations. Here, Kane describes the impact of the proposed mine on the local ecosystem and residents of the area and what people are doing to oppose the mining project.
Here are the issues. The Bad River flows through the homeland of the Ojibwe people, and it flows into the largest wild rice beds probably in North America, but certainly in Lake Superior. How will the mine affect those wild rice beds? Just this week, the amount of asbestos that's been found in the rock in the Pinoki Hills is overwhelming. Now, there is no safe level of asbestos in the air. That's deadly. And we believe that U.S. Steel and others have not mined in the Pinokis because of the asbestos. And right now, our experts, our geochemists, have gone in and said some of those rocks contain up to as much as 50% asbestos. And when they do any mining, this is going to get into the air. Now, one of the reasons that this is so significant is that not only will this be an open-pit taconite mine, they're also going to build a complete manufacturing, taconite manufacturing facility on the site, which means they take the rock, they grind it up. First of all, they have to blast it. Then they have to mill it, grind it up, and then the rock, the iron ore is separated from the waste material, and then the ore is mixed with a clay, and it comes out in little round balls about the size of marbles. And that is then shipped to foundries and turned into steel. However, in the process of making this, about 70% of the rock is waste rock, and it will be almost like a fine dust that has to be stored and piled, kept out of the water system, kept out of the air. We contend that it's impossible to do that. Now, the other problems we have are the acid in the rocks and in the soil. When that's disturbed, that acid drainage gets into the rivers and starts affecting the pH of the water. And that's the concern for the Bad River watershed, which they tell us has about 40% of the wetlands that are left on Lake Superior. It's one of the last places the indigenous Lake Superior sturgeon still spawn. The laws were changed in Wisconsin to allow for a mine to go in and degrade the water. It was the first legislation that was passed this year under the current administration in Wisconsin. They had to change some wetland laws. And, of course, our governor made promises about creating some 250,000 jobs, which certainly hasn't happened.
What's the next step toward approval of the mine?
The company would have to negotiate with the local county to come in and do any mining. Ashland County is opposed to the mining because all of the waste, all of the polluted water will flow into Ashland County. Iron County, on the other hand, started out, which is an adjoining county, really supporting the mine, and that has waned considerably. The University of Superior, a week and a half ago, did a poll and found about 80% of the people are no longer in favor of this mine because of the degradation that's going to be a result of the water.
What's the role of the camp that people have been occupying near the site for the past several months?
The camp is actually not so much as a camp as it is a gathering and educational research station, which people are setting up a traditional village, and they're hoping that we can use this as a place to teach people how to wild rice, to teach people how to make maple syrup, mushroom identification, all kinds of things that go on in the woods that it's just so bountiful up there. We've had 3,500 people travel through that camp this summer, and we've traveled all over the state of Wisconsin putting on presentations. We've been in the universities, the high schools, the coffee shops, the community centers, libraries. And when we started out, we would go in and there would be 10 people show up, 12 people show up. And now when we go, there are literally hundreds that show up to hear our presentations.
That was Frank Kane, president of the Pinocchio Hills Education Project of Northern Wisconsin. Find links to more information on opposition to the proposed Pinocchio Hills taconite mine by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.